You're listening to KBOO KBOO Portland. Next up is Preference with your host, Hedda.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and clarification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted.
This month, the Personnel Governance Committee is meeting on Friday, November 15th at 5 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Beauty of the Earth on Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Trinity United Methodist Church in Portland. Beauty on Earth is the fall concert presented by the Portland Peace Choir. This is also the first performance with the new choir director, Jesse Cromer. There will also be a raffle, baked goods, and more. Again, that's Beauty of the Earth on Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Trinity United Methodist Church, 3915 Southeast Steele Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Thank you. Welcome, dear listeners. This is Preference. I am your host, Hedda. This is the QT Boo slot between 6 and 7 o'clock every Tuesday evening. We bring you the best in local trans and queer news and culture. So thank you for joining us. There's a couple of shows. Transpositive is the other program in the slot right now. Check out Transpositive and its collective next Tuesday evening at 6. Tonight we're talking about the Transgender Day of Remembrance, an annual event that will be marked next week. We have with us Josie and Bush. Do you each want to introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Josie. My pronouns are she, her, hers, here, and here. And thank you for having me once more.
Hi, I'm Bush. Pronouns are they, she. Thank you for allowing me to join you this evening.
Yeah. So let's start just with a basic question. What is your relationship, each of you, with next week's Transgender Day of Remembrance event?
Wonderful. Great question. Well, it is simple. I have been leading for the past few years consecutively the POC-led T-Door for PDX at the Moriarty Auditorium at PCC East Campus. And we will have, like always, speakers. We will have a panel of guests. We will have a mentioning of the names. And we will have the community there involved. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are going to be there as well. So it's a wonderful time for us to remember those ones no longer with us. I have met Bush before already through the Q Center, and Bush can be kind to explain how is it that we know each other and how is Bush involved with the Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Yeah, I'm currently, what we might say, I'm the primary of three facilitators for the Transgender Women's Support Group that meets every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. And Josie and I kind of hooked up a couple of years ago with, both the group, and we were doing some things for Pride, making posters and things and whatnot. And she and her husband came up and visited with me when I was up on the hill with the trolls up there with my GRS. And we've been fast friends ever since. So she asked me to be part of the, or a member of the panel for Trans Day of Remembrance this year. My heritage is Native American. I'm both Cherokee and Potawatomi by birth. And this will be my fourth year observance of the Trans Day of Remembrance. Although the first 3 years I was sitting in the audience, this year I have been honored to participate, and I'm enjoying it so far. We'll see how it goes.
What can you tell us about how this event came into being?
Well, a couple of years ago, like I mentioned, I was given the chance to be a part of it with a couple of other POC trans activists of the area. One of them is Cardona, and thanks to mutual acquaintances who are now good friends of mine, we have been able to provide for the past few years the same quality event in which we have been able to do so. And it is a moment in which once a year we're able to, besides the Pride parade on the Saturday before the gay parade for the trans and gender non-binary peoples as myself, to have a moment of ceremony, to have a moment of discussion, to have a moment of thoughtfulness to those ones who unfortunately still are no longer with us, and we will continue to do so from the previous people who have been part of it and the new ones who are always evolving and changing in order to be there until we're no longer needed to do so. Thank you.
Yeah. And this year will be the 20th anniversary of the Trans Day of Remembrance, it having been started in 1999. It kind of evolved into an international day of observance for the remembrance of those who've been taken from us tragically. So, and this is a remembrance of them, their lives, as well as an encouragement to those who are still with us to be out and bold and proud and live their lives unafraid.
What do you think that it is to remember? What do you think that that brings us as a community or as individuals to keep those we've lost in sight?
Well, it's a memorial, rather succinctly, a remembrance of their lives, is a celebration of that life, taken before its time, and we, the living, strive to celebrate our own lives at the same time. And push forward regardless of the hatred directed our way.
Yes, absolutely. I would like to add that at the same time, last year was the first year that we have the majority of transgender men and masculine identified gender non-binary people to be higher on the list than any other previous year before. Also, every year, still, Black American women are at the top of the list. If we go to go for the numbers internationally, will be too big to mention in our two-hour event or even in our radio show. But feel free to check out all the information available online. I will say that in here, we're trying to pay honor and homage to those ones who are from the United States, and at the same time, trying to create a conscience of no more. No more we will have to see our sisters fallen simply because they're Black, simply because they're transgender, simply because they are from a different class, as well as a transgender man, in which those are young people, those are young lives, and is a kind of genocide that we need to deter in order to be able to create our future with those present today.
I agree.
Let's take a moment and remind folks where and when the Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Absolutely. It is always on the 20th of November of every year. This year falls on a Wednesday, and it's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Portland Community College East Campus Moriarty Auditorium in the intersection of Killingsworth and Alvina.
Yeah, thank you. That's the auditorium. Maybe folks do know it best as the auditorium where the African Film Festival is held.
Right.
So I think that's might be the easiest way for some folks to remember it. So what can folks expect to experience at the event next week?
So far, it's simply the basic premise that we keep offering every year, in which we have a very comfortable approach about delivering the message with people from the community who are able to speak about themselves, about their experience, and able to be moderated from somebody of the community, in which can guide the audience in understanding better the message that an individual, Andrew Boyce, has the power to educate and to instill some kind of hope to those ones who need them. Butch, you have been there before with us, and you remember a little bit. Would you like sharing?
Right. We have had in the past a bit of a formal candle lighting ceremony, with each name being read, a candle being lit, and then at some point there's going to be a guest speaker. I'm not sure what the theme is this year, other than the honoring of our honored dead, but it's, for me, it's been fairly a reverential kind of event. Certainly thought-provoking about the causes and reasons why our women are being taken out of existence one way or another. And it's like I said earlier, the whole program is fairly focused on just a memorial of those lives that were tragically taken from our community.
Absolutely. I would like to add that the main purpose of being together as a group, as a community, as part of our cultural development and presence is key in having that event. It's good to remember a focus or a theme, yet at the same time, it is more important to ponder about those ones no longer with us, be able to celebrate those ones who are with us as a panel, and explains about their resilience in their lives in order to be allowing us to have them in their presence on our event, as well as being able to inform the allies of what we do, what we are able to make of us as a community, and also as well the fact that it takes a community to make that growth that we would like to see. Our local community in Portland has been growing every year. People from mainly the Midwest, but even from the South, like myself, are coming every year. Mostly their youth. A lot of them have been displaced by their parents when they come out. And they end up, unfortunately, with housing problems. Right. With our event, we like to shed light of that as well, and to make sure that the community understands that those ones who are no longer with us are a small portion compared to the ones that are out there. And we would like to make sure that in the future, their housing situation locally can get improved as well, and they're no longer a statistic within our local Transgender Day of Remembrance. Would you like to share more, Bush?
Yeah, I was going to just remark on the number of new people that are moving to Portland, as you've indicated, and I can tell you that every Friday night for, I want to say about the last year and a half or so, mm-hmm. that I've been in the leadership position of the group, so we've had one to two new folks come and join us for our Friday evening sessions. And it's true. They're moving in from out of state, out of town, or just finally realizing who it is that they are and are seeking support of any kind, really. But our Friday evening sessions seemed to, at least to start to fill the bill for them. And then it's just, you know, living the life. We try to move through things as best we can, and having a support group and a facility like the Q Center really helps that function itself. We've as a group, we've held the Transgender Day of Remembrance observance within our group, and also doing a candle lighting vigil and say their name format as well. And I'm not sure if we're going to do something like that this year or not, but we're certainly putting out the information to everyone to be present for this observance that we're having this next Wednesday, the 20th.
Absolutely. I would like to add to remember everybody that, like always, the majority of those on those lists are feminine identified, feminine presenting, women of color. They tend to be TQ, BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, people of color. They tend to be Latinx. They tend to be brown people. And it's also, as well, some of our Asian sisters. Even so, they're the minority. They're worth to mention as Pacific Islanders as well, and South Asians. There's a lot of intersectionality that tends to be part of the trans politics. And it's something that affects on the impact of the violence towards our community that tends to put us on a situation against the races, the gender and classes identities, because disproportionately the violence against trans women of color in general, Black and Latina, are the most heavily affected. It is something that over the years we have been trying to address, and we strive on doing so. Yet at the same time, it is important that during this past few years that we have been experiencing challenges in our recent local and national politics, to make an extra effort that we're still there for each other.
Exactly.
That's what we all have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it boils down to, is things start breaking down like they have. We have to turn to each other, have to lift each other up.
Quick question. Would you like to share with us a little bit more in depth about the meetings on Fridays at the Q Center? I heard that you guys might be changing the time, or might be flexing the time. And if for those newcomers, when they come, what are they able to expect before they come to the meetings?
Well, yeah, that's a kind of a paragraphical question you have there. I'll start with just the group itself. We meet every Friday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Q Center, located at 4115 North Mississippi Street. We have been in place for about the last 8 years that I can drag up history on. So the last 2.5 years, I have been involved with the leadership of the group. We've shared table with the Q Center at mm-hmm. two prides this so far. We have managed to publish our draft and publish our manifesto that says who we are, who we seek to serve.
Wonderful.
And we've had that available in a pamphlet form for the last year and a half now. So we're kind of stepping out of the closet, becoming more public, becoming more involved in the community. A lot of our girls, once, you know, attending the meeting, especially our younger folk, are getting hooked up with organizations in the community that are directly involved or indirectly involved with the Rainbow community. And it's, you know, it's wonderful to see, because, you know, the big question is, what do you do after transition? Well, you live your life as best you can, you know.
Your authentic life.
Your authentic life, yeah, truly that. Mm-hmm. And in group, that's what we do. We support each other with our experiences, questions and comments about a whole gamut of things that affect trans women in their daily lives. We accept pretty much everybody who's assigned male at birth or who are intersex folks that present and live along somewhere along the female spectrum. That includes non-binary folks as well, mm-hmm. regardless of presentation. There is no bar that we say, you know, we hold to say you're not doing this enough, because we're not judges. We don't judge people. We don't say, you know, you're not mm-hmm. girling enough.
Indeed.
You're not, you know, you're not doing this. You're not doing that. Everybody has their own cross to bear with things they deal with in their lives, and being heckled by someone in a support group that is supposed to be, you know, open and supportive and things of that nature is not truly being supportive of the community or individually as well. So what else were we going to talk about? Yeah, you had a big question there.
Well, I would like to mention, thank you for sharing us about the resources at the Q Center. The trans brothers and masculine identified people also have their groups, and they can double check the Q Center website.
Calendar, right.
Calendar as well. In a more serious note, I would like to mention that so far, according to the statistics in the United States, in 2019, there has been redacted an official format of the American Medical Association called "The Violence Against Trans People is an Epidemic." So far up till today, there's 24 people in America that have been part of Transgender Day of Remembrance that are no longer with us, and that we will honor. We hope that no new names are added to the list like some other years, but at the same time, we would like for the community to show their support, invite your neighbors, invite your church friends, invite your family from temple, from the synagogue, bring them over. Make sure that if you're part of any kind of community service organization, you bring them as well. You're going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to meet a lot of interesting people. And you're going to get a sense of something that you have never been before. For those ones who have been there before, they're going to be able to see familiar faces, friendly faces, and be able to see that it's important to make honor to those ones who are no longer with us, that we need to work harder on eliminating this epidemic, that instead of having next year 20-something, we will have numbers on the tens. It's all about putting it on our vision in order to make it so for next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to share something about your experience from years before? How was it when you were there? What you got out of it? Mm-hmm. Did you were able to learn something new, enjoy? How was it?
Well, I think the most stirring remembrance ceremony that I witnessed was at the Portland UUC Church. Mm-hmm. I think that was 2017 mm-hmm. observance. I got a really reverential feeling off of the crowd for the entirety of the event itself. It wasn't, you know, solemn to the point of, you know, morbidity, but it was a rather solemn observance that I felt was keeping in tune with the respect for those that were taken from us, that respect was given back to them. And then last year's observance was at, well, the same place, was at Moriarty Hall. And it was good. It was a good observance then too. Michelle talked about her experience with the Oregon justice system and her goal to help reduce the shoddy treatment of transgender prisoners in the Department of Corrections here in the state of Oregon. Mm-hmm. And I think that's wonderful. It's something needed. I worked corrections for 20 years, and I did it at the county level, but those kinds of changes, and both in terms of administration and in terms of attitude as well, growth needs to happen, and I'll leave it at that. So,
indeed, yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That reminds me, since earlier this year, just before the time of the Pride Month in June, mm-hmm. the parade, I was honored to be speaking in behalf of a immigrant trans young woman of color, and she came from Central America. I think it was from Honduras. I have been her mentor. She's my protege. I occasionally keep in contact with her, and she was able to relate everything that she went through with ICE, her arrest, her multiple times coming in and out, all the violence that she experienced as a trans woman, as a woman of color. Right now, she is able to be part of that process of asylum, and she's able to be a part of the local community. And I exhort anybody who is able to understand that violent crimes, hate crimes, that's what they're called against our trans community, are not something that we are going to be able to stand by aside. You can be part of any kind of groups of organization that support groups like us that is able to make a difference on those young people. I'm in a situation in which I feel honored that I have been able to support the statistics according to my age. And as a woman who is middle age of trans experience, I'm so glad that I pass all those big hurdles every time that I turn 18, 21, 25, 30, and so on, and 40s. It is something that no person should have to think about themselves in that way, or feel any kind of sensation regarding those dates. They're landmarks, and one way that I go through them is just trying to provide myself as an active member of that community. It only takes one person to make a difference. You might think that you might not do too much, but just showing up to those kind of events means the world to us.
It does.
Knowing that you're there for us, and that's what we like to exhort all the local community, people from City Hall, people from any kind of religious faith-based organizations, anybody who works on a company who would like to come with your coworkers, please bring them on.
Certainly.
If you have a family member or you know of somebody whose child or grandchild is coming out as part of the transit spectrum, let them know that we're having that event. Please feel free to invite them and be part of next week's Wednesday event.
Yeah, absolutely. The more the merrier.
Yes, indeed. I would like to say that it's an honor that I'm able to speak to you guys at this moment. I feel that I am so grateful to be sharing myself through the air for you guys, listeners at home, that are being part of this moment, that are pondering about those people that you have met before in life and wonder if they were part of our community or not, or maybe those new ones that you have met, and think twice about yourself. What am I doing to make the life of the everyday person much better than what it was given to myself? And that's something that we would like to look forward when we do this celebration on our Remembrance Day for the transgender people no longer with us. What is it that I can do as a single individual? It only takes an act of kindness to be able to make an impact on those people. If you're able to see us out, taking the train, taking the bus, a simple smile will be okay. Let us know that you're an ally. And you are truly called an ally when you make sure that being part of the organizations, you're being called an ally through us. Understand that your help is really appreciated, yet at the same time, takes a back seat to us who are being part of the impact of our own community. But still, we're really grateful that you come with that kind of approach that is gentle, compassionate, and kind to be able to see a better Portland, a better Oregon, for those ones who come after us.
Wow. Wow, that's really good and
interesting. Well, thank you, Bush. Would you like to share something similar to that about your experience of and part of the community?
Well, yeah, the community in town here, especially through the Q Center, has taken me in, you know, and has supported me in and through my transition, and my response is giving back any way I can, and currently that giving back is through supporting the group that I facilitate. I'm also on one of the, I'm also a board member for Nothing But Solutions that we've been putting up. Well, this last event we had, where we had Meet the Doctors, was really well received. I'm also a member of the steering committee for Northwest Gender Alliance, and I am a past board member for the Q Center. So, and I was raised in a service, with a service orientation. All of my in-laws, from great-grandfathers, uncles, my father himself, were all military people, and I served for 20 years. But
thank you for your service.
Thank you, dear. But also, being raised with that kind of philosophy in mind, to be of service to others, to help others, you know, not to go out of your way to do it, but you know, but to do as part of your normal daily life, is to be helpful. Courteous and kindness also goes a long way, but. Yeah, supporting those people who who add greatness to your life, I guess. That's a good
thank
point.
You. No, that was wonderful. That reminds me, I'm thankful to the Queer Resource Center and the Portland Community College for helping me have this event once more. I'm grateful to the people of Pride Northwest to help us as well.
Certainly.
The main organization that I serve through is the GPTU, Greater Portland Trans Unity, in which I also am able to help co-organize with a lot of strong, fierce, wonderful community organizers, activists, and peers that do that every year for all of us.
Yes.
And as well as being part of the Q Center, in which I have been part informally through a lot of meetings and events that I have participated. I came originally from Puerto Rico. Then I was part of the GLBCC in Orlando for a quarter of a century. And then I came over here and I felt right at home when I went to the Q Center. It's like, oh, wonderful. This is just like where I just came from. And being part of that, when I met Bush in there, it was a kismet serendipity experience because we saw each other. It's like, hey, how's it going? And knowing that being part of the community means being familiar to those like us or those who might be like us, because at the end, you never know who is transgender or not. You might or you might not know. They're your neighbor. They're your mail carrier. They're the person at the bank. They're the person at the supermarket.
Absolutely.
We are everywhere. We're part of the medical community. We're part everywhere. Of your local politics as well. So having that in mind makes you understand that being part of the National Transgender Day of Remembrance next week, it is part of you giving back in support, in solidarity to the local community. You want to see those numbers go down. You want to put the presence of yourself, because that is the statistic of numbers. And in those numbers and in the union, there's power. It starts with one person and it spreads like a wave of energy in which you can say no more and what can I do next, and be able to see if you can share whatever you will see during that moment, those 2 hours, for the rest of the next days coming up at work, with anybody that you know. Share it during the holidays and say, hey, by the way, I went through this beautiful experience. I had a lot of fun. And at the same time, I was able to do more. I was able to honor those ones no longer with us through violent crimes of hate, for being transgender people of colors, for mostly being women and feminine identified people. And I would like to share more with you. And doing so, you're spreading the message, you're educating, and you're giving us a little bit of a chance for another day.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How do you follow that with anything?
Hey,
you're on fire, girl.
No, well, I think it comes with part of being with you, being able to be grateful to KBOO, who has allowed me for the past couple of years to be here biannually, twice a year. Be grateful to Alan Silberman. And having the understanding that there's no reason for us as an individual not to be part of something of meaning in our lives, and be able to say, hey, I'm not able to move out of my house. I have mobility issues. Well, fine. Write. Send information out. Sign petitions. Click and give some funding to those organizations that support trans people.
Absolutely.
Make sure that you make those phone calls and support those people as well.
because every little action that you guys do, it reverberates through the whole entire local community.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. Even, you know, even when the events that we have, that the fundraisers kinds of things, mm-hmm. even a dollar helps. It's one that will be added to many others, hopefully. But time is a tool as well. If you can give of your time to assist efforts in the community, whether it's just checking in every once in a while, or showing up for events, or helping to organize events, or what have you.
Yes, indeed. I will also say that it wasn't until recently, thanks to the help of the people of Borough Basic Rights Oregon, that I have always been so grateful, because I was allowed to be part of their Training Catalyst program last year. We were able to have the 80s law passed in Oregon, in which will allocate the kind of education and protection to prevent teen suicide, especially for the LGBT community.
Good.
And it is something that we still to this day deal with, the bathroom issue.
Yes.
On a lot of places. Our houseless community, our tent community, who are LGBTQ, who are trans, gender non-binary, and also have that difficulty.
Absolutely.
To accessible bathrooms. So we have to sometimes ask more of our educational system and our place of, how would I say, our place of action that is part of the local politics, and say, what can we do to provide better housing for them? What can we do to provide more public uses of toilets that are safe for them? And make sure that those preventative methods can bring down the numbers of the hate crime statistics target towards trans people of color.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Getting involved in the grassroots level, mm-hmm. Always has been the thing, the groundswell of concern and assistance as well, both physically and in terms of funding as well.
Let's remind folks when and where the Transgender Day of Remembrance event next week is.
I'd like to take a moment here and remind everyone that our Transgender Day of Remembrance will occur on the 20th of November this year. That's a Wednesday. It will be from 6 to 8 p.m. in the evening. On Wednesday, it'll be at the PCC East Campus. That is at the intersection of Albina and Killingsworth in North Portland. And we're looking forward to seeing as many people there as can make it.
Absolutely. It will be at the Moriarty Auditorium, and will be hopefully an event that will be done so by your participation. Because this is what we're doing it. We're doing it for you, and we Absolutely. Want you to be part of us.
Absolutely. The whole community, as many as we can cram in the building. Standing room only.
Would you like to share a little bit, being a person who has been part of Portland longer than me, what have you seen different from before and now, since you have seen the community evolve?
Well, I've lived in Portland since 1963, so we're going back a ways. I can tell you that, stories from my childhood about hearing folks getting all excited about going downtown and beating up the gay guys. That was a watershed moment in my growing up years, understanding that yeah, the community wasn't always seen as something wanted. Then over the years, Portland has changed. It changed from a little port town to a burgeoning metropolis, almost, I don't know, since 63, what is that? Almost, 50, 60 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you safely that there has as yet to be a year where there hasn't been any construction anywhere on the freeways. Portland's always been a mess.
But still, it is a wonderful one because I have been able to notice for the past 3 years since I have been here,
mm-hmm.
the growth of the community, not just only through visibility, yes. but also organizing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It seems that we're becoming more aware at the same time we're becoming more public.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kind of got a jump start with Laverne Cox on the front of Time magazine and the quote transgender tipping
and
point.
Janet Mock.
And Janet Mock, and then of course the ever popular Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids that are coming up behind us, Jazz Jennings, Nicole Maines, Corey Mason, and just a few names there, but these are kids who've done things that I couldn't, mm-hmm. that I didn't, that took me 5 decades to get to where I'm at today, you know. But it's more of it is that education mm-hmm. thing. It is that open awareness. It is that publicity of who we are as people that has come more to the forefront in my life here in Portland, and it's wonderful. I couldn't find the words for it.
Thank you. I will say that I'm really grateful to the people of Portland. They open their arms to me to be able to be here. They were able to address the needs of the transgender health resources. And right now, our attention will be the next couple of years of housing, kind of like partial temporary housing, to be able to keep those numbers down, those hate crimes down, to be able to offer them resources. Could be anything from besides health, from education, for those ones who had to leave school due to bullying, and have a way in which we can do more. There's going to be other challenges. There's going to be new approaches. But in the meantime, after the health, we're definitely looking forward for housing. It is something that we would like for you to come and be part of us next week. And just to reiterate, is the PCC Cascade Moriarty Auditorium, and it's located at 5514-5518 North Albina Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97217. And is definitely on Wednesday, the 20th. And we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to be having lots of smile. It's going to be a cheerful and also a honoring remembrance time. We're going to pay homage and honor those ones who are fallen. And at the same time, we're going to be grateful to everybody who can come. We enjoy seeing new faces. And if we see you and you want to speak with us, please feel free. Just after the event, talk to us. Let us know who you are, because we're doing this for you. We're doing this for the community. We're doing those for the future of our community. Bring your kids. If you have a kid who is coming out as trans, gender non-binary, bring them along. Bring your parents, bring your grandparents, and we hopefully we will have a joyful yet somber and honoring time as well.
There are also a number of other events happening in the next week. There's transliberation training, there's storytelling, trans houseless summit.
Yes.
Happening on Sunday. One list of events that I found online is at centralcityconcern.org. There's maybe 8 events listed there. Mm-hmm. So, we just have about 85 seconds left. If
Well, thank you for having me once more. Thank you, Bush, for coming along. Thank you over there at the cabin for having us as well.
That's Sonia.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Sonia.
Yeah, thanks. We have calculated conversations coming up next. So thanks to Josie and Bush for their work on Transgender Day of Remembrance and for being here with us in the studio. Next week, Tuesday, 6 p.m., Trans Positive. Thanks, everyone. This has been Preference.
Listening to KBOO KBOO Portland. Next up is Calculated Conversation with David and Ken.
KBOO at the Clinton is a monthly film series that benefits your community radio station. This month, we'll host the screening of Can You Dig This? on Thursday, November 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater.
To change the community, you have to change the composition of the soil. We are the soil.
If this plant can die and it grows back in a bad environment in a city like this, then for sure I know I can fall and get back up and do the same thing.
I put a carrot in the ground and all hell broke loose.
Again, that's Can You Dig This? On Thursday, November 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBU is getting ready for our annual book and record sale.
This is a great time to clean out those closets.